of the confusion, I felt as though I'd fallen asleep in a movie theater and awoken during a difficult scene. I couldn't decipher fact from fiction. One moment, everything was clean and tidy and in its place. Then, in an instant, everything changed. It was just wires and panels and luggage strewn everywhere. My first thought was, I'm alive! And the next thought was the sickening horror of it. I'm alive, but is anyone else alive? My boys? My daughter? My wife? In that moment, you don't want to know the answer. Everything was quiet. My heart sank and then leapt in my chest as movement came from under the pile of debris to my left. My boys were okay. I turned to find the girls alive as well. Next thought, get out of here. I could see some people beginning to move around. Most were still huddled in their seats. The dim emergency light flickered on, casting an eerie glow while rain blew into the exposed cabin. The massive 737 lay broken, the rain pounding on the three pieces. The seconds it took to figure out what happened seemed like an eternity, but then the slow motion of time caught up with the reality of the situation. People began to panic. It's gonna be okay, I shouted. Take it easy, leave everything, let's just get out of here. Everyone, stay calm. I tried to calm the situation but found little success against the mounting surge among the passengers that had turned to full panic. People began to realize what had happened. I helped my two boys, Christopher and Jonathan, out from under the wires and panels on top of them. Sadie, my two-year-old daughter, was in her car seat. We never travel with a car seat. For all the times coming to Jamaica with the boys, we had never brought it along. The one time my wife Wendy convinced me to bring it, this happens. And to think how frustrated and obstinate I had been about bringing it. I always thought, I have them, I can hold them, they'll be okay. But in that instant, I realized that nothing is safe. And with all my strength, I could never protect them from forces like a plane crash. I think of what could have been if we had left the car seat behind. Wendy or I would have been holding Sadie. I think of my face, swollen and bleeding. If I had been holding her, my mind flashes through this scenario and I shudder. And I'm thanking God. I'm grabbing Sadie. I'm gathering my family. Rob, the soldier who sat behind me, is helping us out onto the wing. This is now. This is my reality. But all the panic in the cabin didn't last long. Rob took control. Okay, take it easy, everyone. No pushing. Calm down and move toward the exits. He delivered these lines as though he had experienced it all before. Rob was a hero in the moment, a serviceman coming home to his family for Christmas, now serving us, the panicked and afraid. I gathered my family on the wing and we stood looking out into the night. How far down was it? Was it 10 feet, 20 feet? I couldn't see. It was dark and rainy, but there I stood on an airplane.